On this Mother's Day, we turn our attention to the one who created mothers, redeemed motherhood, and by his death and resurrection instituted his church to be the mother of all nations. For the sake of the whole church, Jesus lifted up his eyes to heaven, and in John 17, the chapter after what we just read today, he spoke to his Father before his death, asking him to make us one, one with God and one with each other. A people in the world, but a people not of the world. A kingdom whose number grows by the day. As Jesus said, Holy Father, I do not ask for these disciples only, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, that they may all be one. Today the church finds herself in the world, but we are not of the world. We are different, strange even, not only in how we believe, but even in how we look. Yes, some of us look very weird. As Christ births us anew in the womb of the church, his baptismal font, so do we grow to bear his image and his likeness in the world. And that is the image of the crucified one. I think sometimes we forget how strange and otherworldly that truly is. That our God, the God we worship and pray to, the God we emulate and follow after, he is the crucified God. He still bears the marks of the nails in his resurrected flesh. And yet, we confess that that image is our highest depiction of our wisdom from God, our knowledge, our power, our glory even. Christ crucified defines us, our culture as a church, our understanding of who we are, what we aim to be and grow into the fullness of. He holds us together and keeps us one, the crucified one. We bear his image. Now, as a daughter grows to look like her mother and a son his father, so do we grow to look like Christ and his body, his bride, the church, our mother. But this world we live in, we don't and are not supposed to look like it. This world's image and likeness, its knowledge and wisdom, its power, its culture, its glory, it is everything but Christ crucified. He's not its foundation. He doesn't manifestly hold it together. He's not the cornerstone or the capstone of any nation under heaven. And so you have within our society, our American society, in our Constitution and in our Bill of Rights, a culture that is formed to look like anything but Christ, a culture that strives to exclude him from every aspect of our lives. It's the truth. Show me Jesus Christ in our Constitution. It's not there. At best, you can say that our nation is built upon the hidden God of creation. At least that was the intention by our founders. A God whose natural law and morality can be observed and studied and tested in nature. And indeed, God's fingerprints are everywhere, and his law is written into every man's heart. But the image and likeness of God in which we were originally created in the garden, this image and likeness is greatly warped by our fallen nature, our corrupt reason, our shattered capabilities to even comprehend the most basic of created things. Without God himself actually telling us through his word what's what, everything we touch seems to become instantly convoluted and debatable. For example, today's society can't even define what is a man and a woman, a father, a mother. Beloved, we are in a mess right now. The United States, and the whole world for that matter, is messy. It's messy because its foundation is not built upon the rock of salvation. And so its foundation is shifting, kind of like the ground we're on. in Gillette, you know. At least I've heard that. My house is good, but maybe not yours. But the whole nation, the whole world is this way. You can feel it. The tremors of this age, the pillars of society crumbling and wobbling, cracks in the ceiling, debris falling from the highest places and offices of the land. You know it. You feel it. You see it in the workplace, in the home, in our country. At any moment, the whole thing can come crumbling down. And try as hard as mankind might, we can't solve the problem. But our mother, the church, most certainly can. The church has the only solution, for she has been built upon an entirely different foundation, upon the rock which cannot be moved. And the rock is Christ, a stumbling block to some and folly to others, but Christ and Him crucified. He is the rock of our salvation, a rock that cannot be moved. He doesn't shift or crack or crumble. He is the same, it says, yesterday, today, and forever. As it is, then, we have something to teach and to give to this world's nations, a solid foundation on which to reestablish them. We have God's Word, God's truth. His natural law, yes, for indeed, this is His creation, but more importantly and most especially, we have His revealed law, the Bible, right? His gospel, His holy will made known to us, and His love in Christ Jesus, which has been made known to us and to all who follow after. Like any mother desires for her children, so does the church desire for our children and our children's children that they be established firmly on Christ and His Word. We want them and the whole world to know the truth. God's Word is truth. We want them to know more than themselves and their place in the world. We want them to know about God's creation, to call upon Him as their Father, upon His Son as their Savior, upon His Spirit, the Sanctifier, who gives and births them anew, with new life, even eternal life. We want this for our children. Every child, every family, every school and nation which is built upon this solid foundation will stand firm when the wind and the waves of the world come crashing. And when all that is not built on solid material is swept away, the church and her children will endure. For we are not built out of chaff or straw, but solid stone, whole and intact, built firmly upon Christ our rock, standing as a beacon of hope to this fallen world, a beacon of truth to guide nations and peoples and kings into the safety of our harbors. So let us lift high that cross, as we often sing. Lift high the cross, the love of Christ proclaim, till all the world adore His sacred name. Yes, now is the time to reignite our Christian culture. Now is the time for the church to reclaim her place as mother to the nations. Now is the time. Since it is Mother's Day, we remember especially today the vital role that godly mothers play in our lives. They're often the first to introduce us to the faith, to teach us about God's love and grace from an early age, to guide us, to comfort us, and challenge us to be the best versions of ourselves, instructing us not to be hearers but doers of the Word, following after their example in reflecting the love of Christ in words and actions. God bless godly mothers. Amen. Today we also especially remember the many women who, without biological children, nevertheless embrace the call to spiritual motherhood. These women serve as mentors, as role models, as spiritual guides to the countless individuals, showing them the love and care of our Heavenly Father through their selfless service to the children of this world. We have many of these in our midst. God be praised. We also remember this day the many mothers of our world who face unique challenges, whether it be single mothers striving to provide for their families, or mothers dealing with illnesses or loss, or mothers struggling with difficult relationships. It is our great and blessed responsibility to support the mothers among us and to pray for them, asking God to grant them strength and comfort and peace in their time of need. In a sense, we are to be the mother of the mothers. Now, as our Father continues to draw all people to Jesus, let us then, as the mother, the church, gladly bring them into our home and care for them. Give them refreshment, restoration, consolation, instruction, and the garments of salvation, so that they may grow to take after our image, even the image of the Lord Himself, that they too may rejoice to know just how otherworldly we truly are. For they will know the truth, Jesus says, and the truth will set them free. Amen. Amen.